Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is 21 past. We got a busy show coming up for you today on this Monday chilly day out there. Man, are we going to be on the move over the next several weeks to a lot of different farm shows and farm events. A lot of things going on. We got the Wild World of Weeds coming up. There's a soil conservation event in this month. We've got KMOT, just made my reservations. We're going to be gone for 4 days to Mine Hut for that. We've got Lake Region Roundup starting in Devil's Lake tomorrow for a couple of days. The list goes on and on. And the thing to add to the list to celebrate is it's the 20th anniversary of Farm Rescue. To find out more about what's going on with Farm Rescue, 20 years, hard to believe. Dan, have you been there all 20 years? I don't think have you been there since the inception? You're not that
I
old.
Have.
Have you? Really?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
A little less than half that time. So I'm going up on 8 years with the organization. But great 8 years of my life for sure.
I would imagine a lot of great work being done, and the work continues. It expands to more and more states. I think the last time I looked, I'm trying not to guess here, I think we're up to 8, right? Or are we up to 9 states currently?
It's 9 as of this past July. We launched into Wisconsin, so that would have been our 9th state. So it may have been 8 the last time we spoke. It's grown so much over the last 20 years, and just incredibly proud to play a small role in this organization.
Dan, talk about the reasons for expanding. I would imagine they may be self-evident because people need help, and obviously you guys aren't in the business of turning people away, although I'm sure it's happened, just because there's only so many things and so many resources that you have. But talk about how you ended up in 9 states. Was that the original plan?
It definitely was not. And again, it's one of the stories we'll share throughout the year here is, we're going to be highlighting all the amazing people that have led to the longevity of our organization and really helped Farm Rescue along the way. And that starts with our president and founder, Bill Gross. And again, he's mentioned several times this was an idea that he had, again, over 20 years ago to start this organization. But originally, he wanted to just help farm families in North Dakota because that's where he's from. He grew up in Cleveland, North Dakota, and he just wanted to buy a tractor and go farm to farm and help families in a time of crisis.
It is just
But I think he quickly realized that it's not an isolated need and that there are a lot of other folks out there in other states that find themselves in very similar situations that just need a hand up during a portion of the growing season as they're dealing with an injury, an illness, or a natural disaster. And so, again, it started in North Dakota. It started with just planting. We had tremendous support, especially from RDO Equipment early on, and they were really the premier sponsor of Farm Rescue for many years to really get the ball rolling and get things growing. And we had a lot of people reaching out to us. When are you coming to South Dakota? When are you coming to Minnesota? And so we didn't want to just say, hey, we're up to 50 states now. We'll come help you. It's been a kind of a slow, controlled growth. We didn't want to outgrow our capabilities because that would be a quick path to not succeeding. And so that's kind of been the factor all along is, do we have the resources? Do we have the funding? Do we have the volunteers? Do we have the equipment to support another state? And so when we get to that point, and obviously it has a lot to do with geography too, we're kind of expanding outward from where we're already at to make the most sense logistically. We've done that when times were right. So it may be a little while before we add that 10th state, seeing as we've added 2 consecutive states on consecutive years here. So it may be a little while before we get to that 10th, but I know that's the long-term goal, is just to keep expanding when our resources allow.
So you did mention, Dan, when Farm Rescue comes in to help, major illness, injury, natural disaster, providing necessary equipment and volunteer workforce. But what types of things are you volunteering for to do? Obviously, the first thing that comes to my mind would be helping somebody with a harvest, but I know you guys help out with more than that.
Yeah, like I mentioned, it started with just planting that first year, 20 years ago now. And again, as you know, the need from folks in times of crisis grew, so did the services that they were asking for. So obviously harvest came shortly after planting assistance, and then we looked at, you know, making hay. So we've been, you know, we have some balers, we have tractors to tackle some of that. We do some commodity hauling and some hay hauling in times of drought or wildfires, you know, flooding. We've kind of done a little bit of everything over the years, and also do some livestock feeding. So it's there's plenty of different types of assistance that's needed on the farm, and we've kind of just tried to expand and help wherever we can as time has gone on here.
Well, you guys, and you can't do this without the donations and the support that you get from businesses and individuals, because I've been standing in your guys' booth at a show somewhere where somebody's literally just walked up and handed you a $50 bill or a $100 bill, and might have been from something you helped them with a couple of years ago, and now they had the ability to pay it back, and they just said, here, just pay this forward, you know, and I thought that was great. So for folks that maybe don't know how to be a part of it, donating, I want to tie this in, because Giving Hearts Day is just about here, and you got a huge fundraiser that you're tying in with that.
We do. And again, this was the year that we knew, it's an exciting year. It's our 20th anniversary. It says a lot about the support that we've received over the years, but we felt it was a good time to raise the bar on our Giving Hearts Day goal, which we've, you know, been a part of for the last 10 years, and a lot of nonprofits, you know, participating in that. And it's such an important day and such an important single day fundraiser for so many folks out there. So we raised the bar higher than ever before, and we're shooting for $1 million goal this year, Giving Hearts Day. And that's, February 13th is actual Giving Hearts Day, and I think January 13th coming up here is that early giving period. So anytime after that, you can start, you know, making those contributions to all those nonprofits in this area. And I think it's last year was between 500 and 600, I think, that were participating. So again, a lot of folks see the benefit of this incredible day of giving, and we're, you know, really shooting for the moon this year, and we know that. But again, 20 years is a big deal, and we could really use the help, especially this year. It was a difficult year financially for a lot of folks in the farming world, and we're not excluded from that. So we've asked a lot of our supporters over the years, and we're asking for even more this year. Yeah. So if you feel called to support us financially, we could really use that help here in 2025 during our 20th anniversary, and again, heading into the Giving Hearts Day here on February 13th.
I want to make sure that we get this right, though, because you're not just asking for $1 million in Giving Hearts Day. There's a reason that you guys have put together a program that would help you get there, and that's because you've lined up a pretty big match, right? So if somebody's donating 20, what are they actually getting if they donate 20 bucks to you? I mean, as far as
it's all about doubling the donation really this year. We have, thanks to our development team, Tim Sullivan, Terry Johnston, and Nate Clark, our executive director, we've already secured our, $500,000 in matching funds. So it really is maximizing your donation, on Giving Hearts Day. We're sitting in a pretty good spot to try to reach that $1 million goal, and we just need a few folks behind us to help us get there. So yeah, maximize that donation this Giving Hearts Day, and really double what you're contributing to Farm Rescue.
And they have to do that through the Giving Hearts website, right? Because you can make a donation on your website, but they won't get the doubling effect, correct, on that day. It only if it counts if it goes through.
If you want to do it kind of in the easiest way possible is through givingheartsday.org. You can find all the participating charities on there, but just search for Farm Rescue on givingheartsday.org and make your contribution there. Or you can send in a check to our office. You just need to write somewhere on there, Giving Hearts Day 2025, or just GHD on the memo line, so that we're able to count that towards our goal, that $1 million goal. And again, our office address is just P.O. Box 28. Horace, North Dakota, 58047. If you feel called to support us in advance, we'd love to see a few checks rolling in here before February 13th as well.
Farmrescue.org is the website. If you're listening and want to find out a little bit more about Farm Rescue and what you guys do, their work is well known. You could probably just Google Farm Rescue. There's been a million stories
out
there.
It always helps too, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you guys have helped over 1,000 farmers, right? Now, because it this past summer? You did your 1,000th. You've helped more than 1,000 people, let's put it that way, but I think it's like the 1,000th thing you've done, correct?
Yeah, you. I think we did a couple interviews around our 1,000th case, and that would have been June of 2023, I think. So we're getting closer to that 1,200 mark now.
Oh my gosh!
And again, helped over 100 this year alone. So, or this past year, I should say. Now that we're into 2025, but it's just been incredible to see this mission grow and this movement grow, and it's due to just so many different people over the past 20 years. That first and foremost, the volunteers, again, serving as our boots on the ground and helping complete strangers in their times of need. It's donors, it's business partners who truly believe in this mission and contribute to the success of that. And it's folks like you, Eric, and Mick Kerr, who have supported us over the years, just helping us get the word out. Mm. That there's no ulterior motive to this. It's just about neighbors helping neighbors, and our neighbors come from a little bit further up the road.
Nobody's getting rich off this. Let's put it that way. People are working. They're working hard.
I guarantee that.
All right.
And but I just, it's something we're very proud of, yeah.
And I have to go out and get off the air here and figure out how I lost an entire year. Good gravy.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you so much. Appreciate it again. Giving Hearts Day. Give the date one more time. It's February what?